and turn the mic off. So we'll see. It's like my mic was off, and then I was doing "Who sang this song?" The old man singing the song. We're listening to Celtic Woman. Why? I don't know why. Why not? Seems like a Monday. So the video you would know about repeated because one of my best friends from high school, who's actually, we have a band together, lead singer of the band Doggy Dog, John Connors, used to be fond of them with a T2000 voice. John Connor went to Ireland, so inspired by it. So I said, Celtic Woman, yeah, sounds good. I got to get the mic riser, which is a candle pod or a glass thing, so I can raise my head up a little bit. Here we go. Oh my god. That's what a lot of, I've been hearing a lot of people from California. They say, oh my god. The girls are goyles. But actually that's New York. That's the New York thing. When they say, on Lower East Side, people say, goyles, girls, or goyles. Okay, I'm gonna put the popping, pat the bing on one side and the web browser on the other side. So this is all brand new. Where should I go? A little Finchu's guy for a second. I would see it on the video feed. Well, I'm doing Gap now. I'm not doing the Substack. I'm gonna delete everything. Just like I don't feel like I'm qualified yet to write stuff. I don't think I will ever be qualified to write stuff on Substack. So I'm not gonna try even that. I'm just gonna do the podcast. So Pinto Sky. Yes, all these wooden snowstorms hit here. But now it's like this little pocket of low, so all the heat is going towards there. Like any But this also means there might be something. Who knows? Who knows what this looks like? There might be something here, but yeah. Who knows? Oh, this one, hurricane. This could be one. Who knows? I'm looking at the Finchu Sky stuff. There's a whole bunch. There's one on the west, two on the west coast, and like three on the east. One almost forming by looks like, well, it's Cuba, and on top of Cuba, but near Puerto Rico, and off the coast in Jamaica, lot closer. So also the weather is like, well, it's a mess, I heard. Everyone who lives in the Midwest and West, Northwest, even some Northeast, Canada, Montreal, Toronto, like, snow, I don't want snow anymore. So move down here then, and drive like a maniac. Well, actually watch other people drive like maniacs and drive in their shopping cart like maniacs at a supermarket when this in those big club, big shopping clubs. They just come at you. There was an old guy following behind me. He was amused. I stopped. This is crazy. So I was telling him, no, it's like Frogger. I start laughing. I said, yes, really? So you literally might go shop on weekends anywhere. It's like Frogger. Like, geez, this is fun. For me, it's fun. I love it. Because I'm so used to New York City. I miss the interaction between people walking. And you find a path with a mass of people. And you build that path for everybody else behind you. And it becomes a really, really cool thing, which I can videotape half the time. But I never did. I have one picture of earthquake thing. I never ever found it again. It was the best picture I ever took. It was earthquake and everybody, massive earthquake. Everybody got on the street on Broadway, Soho, Broadway, where all the fashion, all the people who work in fashion walked off their office and on the street all at the same time. It was like, like, this is the, oh man, I wish I had my good camera, only my phone camera. All right, here's my phone, click, click, click. I'm like, wow, this is great. I love it. This is the best. Never get a chance like that, never again. There's that song. Is it too loud? Has it been coming out? Let me check the mic again. Playing, but I'm popping, it's like so low. Why is it so low? Imagine this. Well, I don't know. Weird. Anyway. Okay. That's my sound check for now. Still low. But that's alright. I got a lot of gas today. Well, you know what? I got a Mexican food over the weekend. My favorite. And it's called the Andre 2000. I got in a bowl with lots of rice and beans. So it's the fart from the rice and beans. Not the cheese, not the sauce, not anything else, but the beans. It's from the beans. Okay, 10 minutes into the chat. What am I gonna do? I'm gonna bypass all this weather stuff, whatever. Psh. Let's see. What's this crypto crisis? It's alright. Today's like, Whatever you want. Whatever you want, man. What you got? How to stop robocall? I've been getting less robocalls because now they're doing it in the robot email, robot computer thing, AI to AI thing. So yeah, no, I think maybe I should give a couple of people because I don't know how to do it exactly. Somehow make ChatGPT type of thing that would answer all the robocalls. So we have a conversation with yourself or someone else, some robocall people. Just have a conversation. Wouldn't that be great? You'd be like, wow, I'm going to record this. This is cool. No, don't give it anything. Just tell GPT, hey, put fake accounts in there. But what's your bank account thing? You'd be like 000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000 00-00/00. It's like, that's not a proper date. The robot. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Yeah, whatever. Russian planes destroy. Oh boy, they're still fighting. Didn't Zelensky just get like 500 million? Oh, they're making Tesla apps, making a new subcompact car. 25,000 dollars electric. That's not bad, because I think Hyundai is doing that. Hyundai's, they're changing their thing, the strategy. So they're getting up there. Yeah, they'll see directors. UK on the cusp of a deal. Who cares? Tentative month in trade. Who cares? North Ireland deal could be announced today. We're listening to Ireland. Well, centimillion years. What's a centimillion years? Beachfront area. Hotspot. Town of Rocky Mountains. Yeah, I figured that. See? Kick everybody out. Everybody out. Then you buy it cheap, then we resell it even more. Or you say, no, we're not going to sell it, but I'll charge a lot for Airbnb, $1 million home. You can rent it. You don't think somebody's thinking about that? For California, where the people are doing Exodus, including not the band Exodus, but Exodus New York, like New York City. You don't think people are leaving and the wife saw it, like, I'm gonna buy all the stuff. I'm gonna try to price down as much as I can, buy it up, wait till everything comes back, and boom, I'll be rich. You know, things like somebody's doing that. I'm sure there is. Oh yeah. Climate change, clean energy charge. I don't care about that. Climate, but I'm looking at the Evo clean energy charge switch on the iOS. Stop it. Who cares? And you know, James O'Keefe's out, Project Veritas or something. I don't know. See, here we go. What do you think this is? What I said with these buildings. What people are doing with these, like, price dropped real estate. It forced everybody, make the place look crap, and then it bite it up, and then rebuild it. I've seen it so many times. Here we go, Biden's new equity analyst. An unconstitutional equity redistribution. See, there we go. That's it. Unconstitutional equity redistribution scheme. UERS. 1.2 trillion American Rescue Plan. Oh, crap. He knows it. Well, he doesn't know, but the people who controls him knows it. And there's that whole El Salvador. I'm like skipping. I'm just looking at the titles. El Salvador, tattoo gang member thing. Make a prison. Ooh. Saw that video. I'm like, whoa. This is bad. Whew. Wow. I think they will get out. I don't know. They will live with that case. All mixed. Unable to do any further harm to population. El Salvador is coming up. Hardly any crime. That's why I heard. And there's a lot of people who are doing crypto stuff over there. So we get to and Bitcoin is their currency, also part of their currency. So to do well, might be a place to go. If United States don't work out for you, for whatever, I'm gonna stay. Because I think there are places I would like to go to take photos of. I'd like to meet with people. And the rest just. It's nothing. I don't dare to go New York Post, but I just clicked it. WikiLeaks. Oh, I don't need to read that one. Once I pregnant mom left tears over baby shower cake. Wow. Sag, the sex speech. Sag. I like the Team America version. Film actors grilled. Oh yeah. They should sing that song. AIDS. Everybody's got AIDS. AIDS. Be perfect. Whatever. Just scrolling. Oh, this is terrible. A woke casino in the modern thing. It's like, no, it's not. It's not a classic. People are changing history and changing everything. Rewriting everything. I even saw a commercial for Caddyshack, but it was like, huh? It's about Michelob. I was like, all right, let me just tribute to the to Rodney Dangerfield. Yeah, but it gets no respect at all. That's what I want to say. That's it. Oh, no, what else is there? Let me see, for podcasts, I have like nothing. I didn't look up anything this weekend. Just like, I'm gonna work on my other computer. And I got the parts supposed to come in Tuesday, but I got it on Saturday. I'm like, oh. Actually, Friday. I got it on Friday. So Friday night, I put it back together completely. Now it's running, and it's great. It's good backup. I like it. And it's sleeping right now, it's not running. But in case something happens, I can fire that one up and be okay. It works, everything works. So this one had to reinstall Windows too. But I keep getting stuck on this stupid Realtek audio thing I don't want. Realtek thing, Nahimic. What's this stupid Nahimic thing? So, if you don't know what it is, what the hell? Oh, it's freaking out. Web browser is freaking out. So, I had to go to this Reddit channel to figure out, like, how do I get rid of it? Oh my god. Here we go. And went through all this stuff, like, all right. Got it working and reinstall itself again. So I have to go back and figure it out the other way. Pain in the butt. And I don't have one, I forgot what it was. So some kind of manager. It wasn't installed. It's only for the pro, but you can download it and update it. And it works. Yeah, it took a little while. A little bit, but I got it. Got it out. Oh, God. And had to do the Windows app uninstall with PowerShell. If you know what that is, you can remove default stuff, but it gets reinstalled somewhere. So it's in the system. Like, once you say, I'm gonna put another account on this computer, it's going to reinstall the parts, like Spotify, TikTok's on there, Twitter. I don't know if Twitter's on there, but something like that. And all the Office stuff, it comes right back. So there is something in there you cannot delete. It's part of the Windows thing. Might just be icon. No reason. Run this. Double click on it. Say, it's going to install. Basically, little batch files, little instruction files. Tells like, go to the store, download this, install on this machine, then run it. It's pain in the butt. think you will lose rid of at all. Struggles. Okay, let me see how some WCC. Now what? I haven't been on Verge for so long. One of the reasons I haven't been on Verge because somebody, a few people just went crazy. Crazy. They're like, they're super left and saying, oh, so, yeah, I know. Yeah, they do. Maybe, yeah. I mean, they're tech. They're liberal. So, yeah. A lot of them are, right? A lot of them are like in the middle, also. So I stopped going to because of somebody mentioned it and I got caught on. It's like, but you know what? Verge is not bad because they got good info in there. It might be the one you don't like, but you can grasp. It's like, oh, this is what's happening in the tech world. I need to know this. Then you can make your own judgment afterwards. Like, what do you want to do with it? Information to just, no. I'm not going to go into details, but you can do that, right? On your own. The Google Magic Eraser. That, I don't know. For normal people, yes, fine. I will still use my Photoshop skills on mine. Because I want it perfect. And they didn't change much since Friday. And they got the new AMD Ryzen 9. Like, oh. The other computer I have, it can only run the, not this version. I think these are AM5s. Can only run AM3, AM4, and the 3000 series. I think these are like something else, 5000? I don't know. One of those. Different chipset, different motherboards you have to buy. Like, I don't know. I like this old one. Cheap. That's when you should go shopping. When something new comes in, you go find the old one. Same thing with iPhone. Like, iPhone, what's that, 15 is coming out. Then you go like, hey, is there a 14 on sale? Same thing with the laptops. They're laptops. M1 chip, M2 chip, MacBook. M2 chip comes out. You go, let me buy the M1. You know, buy used, refurbished. Apple has a refurbished program. Let me see. I wonder where our largest Apple hardware collection goes out for sale. Oh, I know where. I know one of my friends has it. I was going to send him my Wall Street book and something else. I think my the 50, the 5, whatever that 50 something something C book. It's like a brick. I was going to send it to him. It's running. I've done it. Got it working. Oh my god, still works. The clamshell, it's an issue. I gotta fix the hard drive. No, disk drive on it. Put a different disk drive and put a Wi-Fi thing. I took the Wi-Fi out, gave it to a friend. So I didn't need it. I was like, well, I got those USB Wi-Fi. I don't need this. But then I was like, oh, should I pull it back or sell it because they're expensive now. Let me see. Well, I'm scrolling on The Verge. So OnePlus, a new concept phone, has a cooler. I saw that on Linus Tech Tips early this morning. I was watching the Crew 6 SpaceX rocket. Said it will take off. No. 2 minutes and counting, they say, poop, scrap. There's some error coming out. It's like, you guys got to disembark, but you have to wait 15 minutes until we unload the fuel and pull the safety stuff together. Then you can go. Nokia. Nokia's making a, they got a new logo that looks like the one Hyundai has. Funny. I didn't know. Now I know. Like the new Hyundai, you think it's like, it's not Hyundai, KIA. So it looks like KN. Korean National Auto. No, it's not. It's Kia. Let's go. Oh, okay. Wow. I need to know. What's on? Let me see what's on WCCF tag. It's probably the same stuff. Xiaomi has the camera with that you can attach the lens to it. I think it's $43,000. Like, oh boy, what do you use? They use Leica, right? Yeah, Leicas are expensive, especially the lens. You could get one, it's like that's a keeper, you never sell it. You might trade it for something else, but you would never sell it. You shouldn't be selling. Unless you're super poor. Like, I need food. Then it's like, alright. Let me see. iPhone 15 has a solid state button, will work perfectly with any case. Yeah. I still think those phones are too big. They need to lower that. They need to like make it smaller, make it fold. Why are they doing fold? What happened to fold? Nobody want to do it. You don't have to use the foldable LEDs. They can just put two next to each other and just like format it that way. It could be done. You can, now that you can run QLEDs off the screen, right? Off the edge. You can kind of do it that way and just have two screens. When you put two screens at one, it's almost like having a dual monitor. Do it that way. You know, I'm sure somebody's thinking about it, or it's been done. We just haven't seen it yet. My web browser is stuck. Crucial 4TB M.2. $220. Is this a sale pitch? This could be a sales pitch. I would have got something like Crucial, but I'm supporting Team Group because they're from Taiwan also. So I feel like I owe them. Crucial, I don't know where Crucial's from. I think they're from US or Canada. But the chips it's all TSMC anyway. So, or something else that I don't know of. This is the question for those tech giants YouTube channels. Get asked. They'll be like, you're dumb. Ask those questions. Like, you're dumb. It's this. And like, even the audience will comment. Your fans will comment. So you're dumb. You didn't know. Oh, yeah. So, the new coat. Actually, it's not bad. That's works great with the Yili machine. It's just tall enough. Like, it won't spill. The coffee will not spill outside of it. I was like, oh, that's great. Thanks, Tarji, for making this. It's only $5. Like, that's not bad. I'm gonna get a couple. Do some drawings on it. Maybe cars. Like a single line artwork, line art. Do that. Maybe sell it, maybe not, I don't know. If somebody wants it, I'll sell it. Put on the Etsy or something. One of those. Let me see. Uncrate. Same stuff. Yeah. Boring. There's nothing there. Cars. I'm not even going to mention the drive. Same stuff. Nothing. Nothing yet. I've been looking at Larry Chen photo. There's all the cars. I'm like, oh. It's like all the cars. Like, oh. Then I saw the Porsche. I'm like, where did it go? It's like an old school Le Mans prototype. Of 2018. Okay. Oh, there he goes. It's on top. It's like, oh. I love these. Porsche, Audi. It's like, oh. 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 That's nice. Yeah. That's nice. And, I forgot what this is. I think this is, looks like a tip, but it's not. It might be Honda. But I'd love to get one. The first generation of if I ever get a chance. First generation of Fair Lady, the GTRs. The square body. Not the fancy ones. I want the old school square bodies. Hold again. I'm not going to go to the story with Hoonigan. But in the video, you're going to see an Audi Quattro in a matchbox. I don't know why I got it. But 2 days before Ken passed away, I think he was taking daughter Leah to get her license in the Audi Quattro. I think that was on video. I don't know when they did it, but I didn't see it. I didn't know anything. But I went to CVS and I saw this Quattro. Should I get it? So, yeah, why not? I got it. And 2 days later, it passed on. Like, then I saw the video with Leo. I'm like, oh. Was there a signal? Someone from above gave me a signal. Like, maybe if I was a lot closer to Ken, I'd be like, hey, don't do it. Don't do the whatever. Don't go do snowboarding, you're gonna get hurt. Maybe, I don't know. Really, I really don't know. There's a weird synchronization with my life. Throughout my life. I can't figure out what it is. But I'm just like, oh man. Dude. It's like, will I ever get a Quattro? I don't know. But my best friend who passed away also, who's my best friend, it's also Ken's best friend, passed away. This almost second year. His mom had an Audi Quattro, red one. So I'm just thinking like, oh, I missed that Quattro. It was nice. We did go out and get some stuff. Like, this is nice. Okay. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Maybe I'll take one of these photos and I'll do a line art as a reference. Take these photos as a reference and just do line art over the cups. I need to put something on the cups because it's so bare. It's black. Yeah, it's not. Not really that photogenic unless you do the shadow stuff. Shadow photography. Light and shadows. Like, yeah, I don't want that. Silhouette. I don't want that. I want something else. Charcoal design. Yeah. I've kind of given up. I've given up on design websites. What the two I go to. Because they're the ones that got everything. Everybody else just copies. Mostly architecture. It's nice. But then it just, yeah. Boring. Oh, there's a in Dubai, right? I don't know, Saudi Arabia around fields, giant cube shaped super tall skyscraper for downtown Riyadh. I saw the commercial for it. I was just, yeah, right. Like, no. They made it too much. It would be cool. Well, I'll say a design wins would be like, wow, this is beautiful. Why I want to live there? I don't know. I don't know what kind of conditions. But if you know anything about that country, they're pretty old. And the migrant workers, they don't treat them well. And this is everywhere. Every country. A lot of countries in the old days, when you go. Like Thailand, Vietnam. Even my country, Taiwan, in the beginning was like that. Just the lower class were just super lower class. Like, they didn't get anything. But now they're up, right? So now they're just, screw your mainlanders. Get out of Taiwan. We don't want to unify. So there's a fight. I don't care. I think they just leave Taiwan alone. Leave it alone. Has great food over there. Make excellent microchips. And also excellent computer high-tech recycling program. Leave it alone. Step in and you just gonna ruin it. Just like Japan, leave it alone. Leave Japan alone. They'll be fine. I mean, look what they are now. If I go back to Larry Chen photo, you can see it. Let's say more than half the cars are Japanese domestic. That's where they're from. That's what the kids want. Because they grew up with that. It's like drifting and that stuff. But we don't want to drift with the new BMWs, with the new whatever. We want old school JDMs and just go nuts. We want the old stuff. We want the old European stuff too. So yeah, leave it alone. Hey, look what happens. Hello Kitty everywhere. Whew, yay. Like Sony, right? Honda. All this stuff came out. Toyota. Now it's like number one in the world, right? Their team. Hey. Leave them alone, they create good things. But there's always people. It's like, oh my god, wait a second. I'm scrolling to the megastructure of this Merapa skyscraper from the Saudi Arabia. Talk about symbolism. Know what that triangle thing is? Have you seen it? Remember comic pizza? Is it comic pizza? Whatever. The pedophile thing. People being pushing. Is it real or not real? I don't know what it is. I think it's real, probably. Whether or not, doesn't matter, right? But that's a symbol. The pizza box has a symbol. It's all over this thing. And what are they doing? What did you guys do that way? Interesting. Didn't notice that. Till now. Like, well, this triangle. Odd. Sorry to change the subject, but I just glanced it over. I'm like, whoa. I'm saying comic pizza. Looks like comic pizza. Comic, cosmic pizza, or comic pizza. I'm saying scandal. Scandal. Not scandal. Pizza. No, pizza gate. Yeah, Pizzagate. Just type Pizzagate, you'll find it. And the box with the triangle thing. Pizzagate. Symbol. Conspiracy theories, I don't know. Terrible word. Bethlehemite. Then there's the boy lover. Boy lovers. The whole building is full of. That's the symbol? Holy cow. That's what that triangle thing is. To go. Uh-oh. We gonna bring kids over there and lock them up. Are they gonna do that? No. It's not conspiracy theory. This is a hypothesis and a comic. In a comical way. I don't know. We don't know what it is. Maybe the architect said, yeah. Maybe this will fit better. Who knows with these things? But there's words. There's some like, if you put something together, you can see. It looks like writings on them, but who knows? Anyway, switch subject from Japan to this. Some of those 2 minutes amount go. So yeah. When you leave somebody alone, the group of people who are innovative, they're gonna come up with something really cool. Like, you think ChatGPT doesn't come out that way? Yeah. I mean, what's going to use for it? That's different intentions. Like, people with intentions. Well, I'm going to use it for bad stuff. Or I'm going to use it for good stuff. Any tech, anything, and not just tech, anything. Like, we have food fight. Well, you can eat the food. But your intention is throw that food across the hallway or across somewhere. Hit your friend. And laugh at them, it becomes something else, right? It's the intention of it. So hopefully people have the best intentions on the things they're creating right now. Hopefully. We're hoping. But also we need people to be on the lookout for it. So whether you call them conspiracy theorists, whatever you want to call them, I call them hypothesis, event intentional, intention hypothesis. Yeah, sounds good. So, have a wonderful day, Monday. Have a beautiful Monday, or if it's not beautiful, just think some beautiful place and have a sip of something you like in the morning. Be like, yeah, it's fine. Close your eyes. Be like, take a deep breath. You want to do meditation again? Just be like, I'm on Mars. Wait a second, why am I breathing on Mars? It doesn't matter. I'm on Mars. It's beautiful. I see a Cybertruck going across. I'm like, yeah, this is the life I want. No, you don't have to be like that. Me? It's like, I want to go to some beach. Hang out with some friends. I would go surfing. That's it. That's what I want to do. I just want to hear the ocean sound on the board. Just like, whoo. Like super deep, like, whoo. Like, whoo. It's like a type of meditation thing. It's like, I want that. That's what I want. I'm drinking my coffee today. Finish it. I'm going to finish up my project with this chi charging light thing with hopefully something cool put together. It'll be steampunky. It'll be a little hard to figure it out because I'm going to put lights. I'm going to take those light strands, cut them up in pieces, and reattach them. So I need two sets of these structures I'm building. One's positive, one's negative, and I have to solder all those lights together somehow. Hopefully, have something cool in the end of it. And that's it for the day. So that's it. I'm going to repeat myself. No, just kidding. Broken record. A broken ChatGPT will repeat the same answer. They will ask you your questions. Yeah. Anyway, have a great day. I'll be back on Wednesday. Ciao.